Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Can you tell me, do you speak Spanish?
I do.
Okay, and would you prefer to continue the survey in English or Spanish?
That's up to you, whatever you like.
Actually, it's up to you, sir.
Okay, well, take your pick. I'm good at either one of them.
Okay, well, let's continue in English if you're okay with that. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, the U.S. Senate, and the Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote.
I'll probably vote.
Okay. And is that definitely, very likely, or somewhat likely to vote?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank
you
so much. I can't tell you that, sir. I am neutral here, and I can tell you that information.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
The last one.
Okay, thank you. And what is your main racial background? White or Anglo, Hispanic, African American or Black, or Asian American?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me what is your age?
What's my age?
Yes.
55.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
Definitely not going in the right direction.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Looting, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, proper insurance cost, corruption in city government, growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and neighborhood safety, or affordable housing?
Affordable housing.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Daniela Levin Cava.
Sounds good.
Is your opinion very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Damian Pardo.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. Then we have Eileen Higgins. Okay, thank you. Then we have Christine King.
I'll pick that one. I live in
Georgia. Okay. You don't live in Miami right now?
No, I come and go. stay here a couple months, and then I go to Georgia, and then I come back.
Okay. Well, it's, again, sorry, that the options you have for the people, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, and no opinion.
Unfavorable.
And is that somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And then we have Manolo Reyes.
Okay.
And again, the same options for answer. Very and somewhat favorable, somewhat and very unfavorable, and no opinion.
Opinion.
Okay, thank you. Then is Francis Suarez.
I don't know him.
Okay. Then we have Miguel Gavela. And again, the same options. Very unfavorable, somewhat and very unfavorable, and no opinion.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Not sure.
Okay, and that can be no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay, got it. Then we have Joy Carvalho. The same options. Very and somewhat favorable, somewhat and very unfavorable, and no opinion.
No opinion.
No opinion, got it. And the last one is Donald Trump. Again, the same options.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay, got it. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Okay, thank you so much. And now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. I'm going to ask you now about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. After word, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Chartered Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for City Commissioner? And require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. Now, if the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor? Okay. And the second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Reviews Development at 1111 Pirate Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon a fair market value of $135 million? To Eco Resiliency Miami, LLC, for residential and commercial uses, pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving bidding, and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, cancel an existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Probably yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, the third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway? Sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of no less than $25 million. Reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, Wayne Biden and authorized a no-cost to city $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office, and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum? Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes?
I'll definitely vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, the remainder of the survey will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island that I just was talking to you about. I'm going to give you now some of the specific components of this proposal. Can you then please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each one? The first one is all at no cost to the city or taxpayer. Do you strongly or somewhat approve, somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
And is that strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Then we have expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Do you approve or disapprove of this?
Disapprove.
And again, is that somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Then we have selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at a price fair market value. Yes, selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at a price fair market value. Do you strongly or somewhat approve, or somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
And again, is that strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Hello?
Hello.
I was asking you if that is strongly or somewhat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Strongly.
Okay, got it. Then we have reducing the overall amount of development. Do you strongly or somewhat approve, or somewhat or strongly disapprove? Okay, and is that strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Then we have allowing office space to be included. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
And is that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Hello, is that strongly or somewhat approved?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Then we have a $9 million contribution to affordable housing. Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Okay, and again, is that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, got it. And the last one says, allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. You strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, I'm going to give you a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new, of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion for the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Now in this, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes.
Okay, and will you say you are definitely voting yes or probably voting yes?
Definitely voting yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of your position, what is one thing you like most about what you just heard?
Your voice.
Actually.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
I'm lost.
I can read again. I can't do that, sir. I know it's my job, but I can't do the service for the people.
You want to read to me again?
Sure. Okay, thank you. And this proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters have previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. So now, regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like the most about what I just said? I'm sorry?
That it wasn't going to cost the taxpayer?
No, the city will not use any dollar. I mean, no city money will be used on this project. I don't know if that's what you're trying to say.
That's what I was trying to say.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Just allow me one moment. I'm going to type your answer, okay?
Sure.
Okay, now I'm going to give you some statements against this proposal on Watson Allen. And afterward, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no or to vote against this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one is, this proposal is not for Miami residents. It's a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford. How convincing is this reason to vote against the proposal?
Very convincing.
Okay. Then we have, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. Again, how convincing is this reason to vote against the proposal?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that one.
The option is, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference in your decision to vote against this proposal?
Convincing.
Okay, and is that very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, this proposal will increase a traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or not the difference in your vote to vote against this proposal? Okay. And the last one says, there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land. Not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami residents cannot afford. Again, how convincing is this reason to vote against the proposal?
A lot.
Okay, and is that very or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And now, on the other hand, I'm going to give you some statements that are in favor of this proposal on Watson Allen. Again, afterward, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one is, this proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy. How convincing is this reason to vote yes in favor of the proposal?
You can convince me. That's pretty
okay.
Convincing.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, this proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering, in addition to 1,000 more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs. Again, how convincing is this reason to vote yes in favor of the proposal?
Pretty convincing.
Okay. Then we have, this proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the City of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding. How convincing is this reason to vote yes in favor of the proposal?
Strong.
Okay. Then we have, this proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on this project. Is this How convincing is this reason to vote yes in favor of the proposal?
I would.
Is that very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, this proposal will result in less overall development than voters have previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built. How convincing is this reason to vote in favor of the proposal?
Very convincing.
Okay. And the last one is, adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. Again, how convincing is this reason to vote yes in favor of the proposal?
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against the referendum? Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, in favor.
Is that definitely or just probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Trump.
Trump, okay, thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
And is that very or somewhat liberal? Okay. And can you tell me what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
12.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what is your national ancestry?
I'm Cuban, but I was raised here in the United States.
Okay. And in your home, do you always speak English? Mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
When I'm in Georgia, I speak English because I don't have any Spanish girlfriends.
Okay, thank you.
I'm here, I try and speak Spanish.
Okay, so you mostly speak English? You mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Okay, me too. I enjoyed it.
Okay, thank you so much.
If you get bored, I'll be back.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.